Fret Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fret Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are in our studio with
Daniela,
who is the Czech ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome, Daniela.
Hi.
So, first of all, how did you find out about this European project?
You mean about 28 Times Cinema.
How did you apply?
Well, I didn't know about this project, to be honest, but I'm doing this internship in the film distribution company, and my colleague came and said, hey, there's some project like this, and it's really cool for young people. So I decided to try to fill the application, and they accepted it, and so I'm here.
And how was your experience so far as a member of the jury?
Well, it's really interesting because it's not just my first experience as a jury member, but it's also my first experience abroad. So,
okay.
Like, we are supposed
all
to
together.
Be here. Yeah, we're supposed to be here for 2 weeks, yeah. Almost, and it's the longest period of time I've ever been abroad. So,
how old are you?
23. Okay. So I'm not that young, but yeah. So it's really challenging for me here.
And are you just a film lovers, if I can say just, or have you got sort of background?
Yeah, well, in comparison to others, mm-hmm. Other jury members, I'm really not that professional because everyone here studies film or makes films and so on. But I'm just a regular cinema fan and I'm doing this internship. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite film genre?
Genre? Well, that's a hard question. I don't think it's genre like that I would be interested just in sci-fi or just in drama. It's I don't think I have favorite one.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah.
And instead, what about the situation of cinema in your country?
Current. Yeah.
Do people go often to cinema, and how do you get informed about cinema films and new screenings and so on? Are there maybe, for example, film blogs or periodicals that you regularly read to or?
I think it depends. Like mainstream cinema has a lot of viewers, but an art house cinema it's more difficult to like get some attention. But I think it's getting better because it's getting better.
Is it fostered? Cinema is cinema fostered, or how is it advertised?
Well, I think there is a few distribution companies that focus on European cinema and on art house cinema, and I think that. Yeah, they advertise their films very well, very in a smart way. So it's not the same. It's not like it's not everywhere, you know, because there is a limited amount of money for this kind of films. But yeah.
So they do a great job just with the amount of money that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's funded also, but. I think it's getting better, yeah.
And do you want to summarize your experience here in Venice in just 3 keywords?
3 keywords?
I know that maybe they could be not so many, but they could not be enough. But maybe what you learned from this experience, what you will bring home?
Okay, let me think for a second. The first word will be challenge. For sure. The second will be diversity. And the third will be friendships. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about if you have, if in your country there is a film festival.
Yeah, there is actually a famous one, Karlovy Vary Film Festival, and our moderator of our jury is our director of Karlovy Vary Film Festival. So.
And so, for example,
interesting experience to see him like in another role. Not just as our director, yeah.
And for example, in this situation, would you imagine their broadcasting for being live for a radio as read? Would you like that experience?
You mean at Karlovy Vary Film Festival?
Yes, in your country.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you so much. This is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.